And we're back with Diana Delling from the Lenzing Performing Arts Center with Speaking of the Arts.
Good morning, Max. Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing?
Just excellent. How about you?
Not bad. I'm getting moving.
Nice job. Nice interview there.
I think it's really fantastic. Craig Smith on the cover of Pasa Tiempo. The interview is out today. The book is available. He's going to be at Collected Works on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm going to start by talking about some Lenzing events. Tonight we have a pretty cool event called Revisiting the Civil War. Now the Lenzing's putting this on in conjunction with the New Mexico History Museum, and it's a collaboration also with the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs. This event will feature This will feature Paul Barnes, who was the editor and the head of post-production on Ken Burns, I think it was his first big documentary on PBS, The Civil War. That was back in 1990 now.
This is going to be really great. We had him on the show this week. He is an editor and has worked with Ken Burns on several projects, I think.
Yep, he's been his kind of main editor ever since. He's worked on the baseball one, Thomas Jefferson, Lewis and Clark.
And he's extremely articulate and knowledgeable about all these subjects, and it's going to be really interesting to see him talk about working with primary source documents, making documentary film. I'll be there. I think it's going to be really fascinating.
Good. And best of all, it's free. This event is first come, first served. There's a donation requested, but it is free. And so get there a little early to get a good seat. And to get in, it starts at 6 p.m. at the Lenzing. And for more information, you can go to ticketsantafe.org or lenzing.org.
Can't beat that price.
Nah, good one.
Let's see, for people who do want to pay a little bit of money, but not too much, and enjoy classical music, there is a concert tonight at St. Francis Auditorium at the Art Museum at 7:30. It's Christian Tetzlaff on violin and Lars Voigt on piano, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good.
We've got another Lenzing event coming on Monday, the 11th at 7:30 p.m. We will be welcoming the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. This is a Performance Santa Fe show. They brought them in. This is a chamber ensemble. Comes pretty often to Santa Fe, and it's very popular. Tons of fans around the world, and it is famous for their fresh interpretations of the world's most cherished chamber music. There's eight musicians in this, and it'll be a very good show for classical music lovers. It's Monday at 7:30 at the Lenzing.
Never the saturation of classical music in this town never ceases to amaze me.
No, we have a lot of great local performing groups.
And fortunately for someone like me who can't get enough of it, it's always nice to know how much of it is available. In the visual arts, Julia Roberts is going to be here. No relation to
the pretty woman, Julia Roberts.
I'm sure she's very pretty, but Julia Roberts has a new show at New Concept Gallery. And there's an opening tonight from 5 to 7. She has art inspired by historic Southwestern pottery. Her work looks very interesting, and the show should be pretty good. It's a New Concept Gallery, 5 o'clock tonight. It's a free opening.
Be there. Santa Fe Reads is putting on an event on Thursday at the Lenzing featuring Sandra Cisneros in a reading and discussion with Levi Romero. This is... Sandra Cisneros, of course, is the author of The House on Mango Street and other fiction books. She's gotten lots of awards, including a MacArthur Fellowship and NEA Fellowships. She will be reading and talking with Mr. Romero, who is an assistant professor of Chicana and Chicano Studies at the University of New Mexico. It's Thursday, May 14th at 7 at the Lenzing. For tickets, contact lenzing.org or 988-1234. This is brought to you by the Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe.
Sandra Cisneros, one of Santa Fe's national treasures there. She's really great. Go out and see her. Let's see. If you're looking to see some local arts and crafts, the Dragonfly School here in Santa Fe is having its 6th annual craft fair. Tomorrow, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. goes to 2 p.m. There's going to be a silent auction where you can pick up arts and crafts made by the children. If you have kids in town, think of attending the Dragonfly School tomorrow at 10.
Julie Brett Adams is a dancer and teacher in town that many, many people know. She's been around doing her talented thing for a long time, and she will be putting on a one-woman show. Actually, she'll have a special guest, but it is a show she'll put on at the Santa Fe Playhouse this week. It's Friday and Saturday this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night, and also Sunday. She will be dancing, performing some modern dance solos, and also performing with her fellow dancer, Christopher Bowen.
It's technically a one-woman show, and there is a man involved.
Did you guys talk to Julie this week, too?
She was on the show this week. She's a beautiful dancer. The show is going to be captivating, I'm sure.
Excellent.
Interestingly enough, it is still technically, including the man, a one-woman show. But there will be two dancers.
Oh, that threw me off as I was reading it, but Julie's great. So tickets for that, you can call 986-1801.
Let's see. If you shouldn't spend the entire weekend indoors. This Sunday, May 10th, the Sierra Club is sponsoring a free outdoor hike. It's in a series of hikes that they've been doing. And let's see, this Sunday's hike, they're going to Atoe Mesa near Los Alamos. It's a 5 to 6 mile loop. Features some rock scrambling and about 500 feet of elevation gain. But you get 360 degree views. And if you're interested in going on a hike this Sunday with Michael Goldney, you should call him at, the number is 505-820-7302. It's 505-820-7302.
Here's an event that Mary Charlotte would love. Too bad she's not here to appreciate it, but maybe she'll be back in town tomorrow. It's the second annual Paw Pageant. It's a dog pageant for mutts and purebreds alike. It's put on by the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association. It's the second year this is taking place, and it's at the Rail Yard Park tomorrow from 10:30 to 6. There will be all kinds of family fun activities. There'll be vendors and food, but the focus, of course, is dogs. There'll be dog trainers, pet stores, pet nutrition experts, all kinds of stuff like that. There will be people from Assistance Dogs of the West to tell you about the great programs they have, and there will be contests, dog show categories you can enter. You can enter your dog for best dressed, musical paws, like musical chairs. It's a game. The dog that looks most like its owner. The best biscuit catcher. Things like that. For more information, you can go to sfysa.org, or you can just show up at the Rail Yard Park tomorrow and check it out.
When you say best dressed, is there any indication these dogs are going to be wearing clothes, or are we talking haircuts? Or
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that there are going to be some clothes and costumes.
Interesting. And I would be interested to see who wins the dog looking most like its owner.
Me too. Who's to say? No one thinks their dog looks like them, but who knows?
They say as time goes on, you look more like your dog.
You never know. Do you have a dog, Max?
I don't have a dog, but I was raised by Labradors.
Go ahead.
Speaking of pets, maybe it's time for the Felines and Friends Cat of the Week.
I think it's time.
Let's see. This week's cat is Safira. She's a little shy, but very sweet and playful, and would make a wonderful companion. She is a beautiful girl with a short white and gray coat and a gray saddle mark on her back. Safira was born approximately in June of 2013. If you're interested in adopting Safira, you can call 505-316-2281. That's 316-2281. You can adopt Safira or many other cats from our friends at Felines and Friends here in Santa Fe.
The Academy for the Love of Learning is putting on an event, a fundraiser tomorrow at the Lensic. It's Saturday, May 9th at 7, and it will feature Life Songs in Concert, is the name of Dancing by Moonlight, Life Songs in Concert. This is a culmination of months of creative collaboration between elder artists, community members, and people in hospice. It will celebrate the voices of our elders and the insights gained at end of life and the extraordinary alchemy of intergenerational creative exchange. It's called Dancing by Moonlight. You can get more information at ticketsantafe.org, and you can get tickets there too. Call 988-1234.
And Life Songs is a fascinating local organization. They work with Alzheimer's patients, and they have them write songs about their memories, and through music and recollection, the therapeutic benefits have been unprecedented, and it's really fascinating, beautiful work. It's something that you should check out.
No, I called it a fundraiser, and I don't think it is. It is a concert. It may be a fundraiser, but I'm not sure, to be honest.
They're a very interesting group, and if they're having a show at the Lensic, I strongly recommend everyone go check it out. They're doing great work.
Tomorrow night. Saturday, right.
Let's see. I'm still looking at all of the pet stuff. Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having an event this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. They're having wellness workshops and a spring open house. So 10 to 4 tomorrow and Sunday. The sanctuary will be free and open to the public. If you're interested in hanging out with the animals, you can go see them. Check it out.
IAIA is having a festival this weekend. It's called the Life Road Music Festival. It's at the campus down on the south side of town at the IAIA campus. It's from 11 to 6 on Sunday, May 10th. It'll feature native music, including flute, drumming, hip-hop. Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers will be there, and other bands. And it will have music and vendors and art, things like that. Max is... You going to this, Max?
Now that I know that the Troublemakers are going to be there, I will.
There you go. And it's, are you a fan?
I'm a fan. That sounds like a lot of fun. I think that should be a great show.
It does.
For fans of music, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, they are putting on a series of concerts we're in the middle of it right now, at El Museo in the Rail Yard. All week this week at 7 at night, there will be free concerts in El Museo, right across from the Farmer's Market. And tonight's concert includes instrumental jazz ensembles. Tomorrow night is funk and R&B, also metal ensembles, if you want to see our local up-and-coming heavy metal musicians. And on Sunday, 7 p.m. at El Museo, is the Santa Fe University Chorus. You'll see what they've been up to down there in the music department at the art school.
Mary Poppins is the beloved story, will be put on by Pandemonium Productions, is presenting Mary Poppins on stage at the James A. Little Theater. It's this weekend and next weekend as well. It'll feature local kids and everybody's favorite Mary Poppins songs. I don't know if you're a Mary Poppins fan, Max. I don't think you probably are.
From an early age. I have been a Mary Poppins fan. This is it's the first time that it's been off Broadway. This is the first time that this show has been available for community theater.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
We had the Santa Fe Performing Arts people on, and they were telling us that it has to go to Broadway, and then off Broadway, and then off Broadway, and then finally
before
now,
they allow
this
others.
This year, we've been allowed to do Mary Poppins in community theater.
Oh, cool! No wonder we don't see more of it.
Yeah.
Well. Everybody should check it out. Bring your kids at that, as I said, James A. Little Theater. For more information, you can go to pandemoniumprod.org or call 982-3327. I'm way behind. You guys have had everybody on this week.
Well,
everybody,
you know,
I mentioned.
We're working hard here in the Radio Cafe. Come see us here at the Bacon Company. Let's see. Sunday is Mother's Day. I have neglected to mention this entire time. And if you're looking for a good gift for mom, a good place to start might be the art market at the Rail Yard this Sunday. You and mom can go to the Rail Yard and look through local artists, photography, jewelry, ceramics, glassworks, textiles, natural products, live music by Chris Abeda, food, drinks, and the farmer's market all in one place, all at one time. The art market starts at 10 a.m., runs to 4 that Sunday in the Rail Yard.
Another good Mother's Day activity might be taking your mom on the 2015 Mother's Day Tour. It's put on by the Santa Fe Historic Foundation, and it's a tour of historic buildings and homes in Santa Fe. It is it's a custom that began in 1969 by highlighting historic properties that are not always open to the public. So if your mom's a fan of architecture or history, it sounds pretty interesting. These tours are led from 1 to 4 on Sunday, and for more information, you can talk to the Historic Santa Fe Foundation.
Very cool. Santa Fe is host to a depth of history not available anywhere else in the United States. And this actually sounds like a good way to see some historical buildings that you wouldn't normally get to see. Let's see. Also on Sunday.
I've got another one I could do.
Go for it.
Site Santa Fe is having its, and I think we heard an announcement about this on the first half. Site Santa Fe is having its 20th anniversary birthday spectacular from noon to sundown tomorrow. Oh. And it's celebrating their 20 years in Santa Fe, which is hard to believe, but there will be a 6-hour spectacular with art, music, food, and all kinds of performances. There'll be a lowrider performance and parade with artist Rose B. Simpson. She's created a lowrider, painted it, and designed it. And there will be live car painting by Breeze, who's a lowrider painter, street artist, I think, but he'll be doing a live car painting. There will be birdhouse making workshops by artist Jason Middlebrook, a tower of birthday cupcakes, and lots of great goodies from local vendors like coffee from Ahori's, juice by Verde Juice, and food trucks, music.
This sounds like an incredible good time. When is that again?
It's tomorrow from noon to sundown. So tomorrow you've got the Paws Festival in the Rail Yard Park, the Paws that dog show, and then or dog community dog festival, and then you can also check out Site Santa Fe's birthday spectacular while you're there.
In conjunction with a lowrider show at Site tomorrow night at 6, there will also be, at the same time, an opening in the building. It's the young curators from Site are presenting a show called What's Inside. It's an exhibition of... Diddle-de-doo. Oh, I think it's actually what you just described.
Is that the...
No, internal structures, emotional forces of the natural and synthetic world. Works represent all media, including sculpture, photography, site-specific installation, video, works on paper, and painting. It's going to be in conjunction with the birthday spectacular. So there's lowriders outside, there's new work inside. It's going to be a busy day at Site down there by the rail yard.
It is, and I really can't believe they've been here 20 years already. It's great. It was so exciting when they first came, and they're still going strong.
Yeah, we're glad to have them. Let's see, for fans of music, there's a choral concert tomorrow, May 9th at 4 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church. It's the group The Zia Singers, directed by Karen Maroli and Linda Madrick. And let's see, the spring concert is entitled Come Rain or Shine, a program of weather-inspired songs. It should be a good time.
Weather-inspired songs.
Stormy weather, come in the rain, music from Greece, It's Raining Men. It looks like fun, and that's at the First Presbyterian Church, which is on Grant Avenue. That's tomorrow at 4.
Over at Collected Works on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe will be presenting their community conversation series Sunday at 11, and that will feature an overview of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce and this month's Green Festival, which is Santa Fe's biggest gathering of sustainably minded consumers. And I don't know when that is, the Green Festival. They mention it, but don't give the dates. You can learn more, I'm sure, if you visit the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce online, or if you come to this talk on Sunday at the Lenzic. Not at the Lenzic, at Collected Works. So used to saying that.
Go to Collected Works this Sunday to see a whole host of interesting things. You might even learn something. There's always an opportunity to learn something around here.
Especially at Collected Works, where I'll mention one more thing. Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Collected Works, Craig Johnson, the author of the Walt Longmire mystery series, will be there to read and talk about his book Dry Bones. I suppose it's the newest in the series.
It's the newest Longmire book. We had him on the show.
Of course you did.
The book is great fun. He's a great writer and a local treasure. It should be a good talk, and you know we should never forget that Collected Works has all these local authors. You can go meet them. You can get the book signed. It's a great local institution down there.
And if you can't make it, they have a little section where they have signed books, and don't they have a special local authors section?
I believe so.
I think I've seen that. And they have great coffee.
If you're into books and can't get enough signed copies from the writers, let's see, there's a book signing at Radius this Thursday. John Connell will be there signing books. And that's all I got. This Thursday, John Connell, Radius Books.
Santa Fe Fiesta is presenting the Baile de Mayo, the dance of May, at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on May 9th, which is tomorrow. Each spring they hold this contest in which local men and women compete to get the role of Don Diego de Vargas and Lorena in the fiestas in September.
Oh.
So it's a contest of sorts. These contestants are judged on their speech-giving talents and on their knowledge of historical events surrounding the Fiesta de Santa Fe. The winner of the contest will be announced. Okay, so the winner of the contest, I finally get to it, will be announced tomorrow at the Baile de Mayo.
Oh, so it's too late for me to throw my hat in the ring.
It is, but...
To be the Fiesta
You could
king.
Be honorary, maybe. And it'll have music by Johnny Sanchez and Puro Norte. For more information... for tickets, you can go to the ticketsantafe.org website.
Well, I did not know that position was selected by contest, and next year I'll be sure to put my name in the running.
Get your outfit ready, Max.
I have a conquistador hat at home that does not get enough.
It doesn't get enough use. Excellent.
Let's see. This Saturday, tomorrow, from 4 to 7, there's a free event at Teatro Paraguas. This is... spoken word performances from students at Santa Fe High School. These are all contributors to the Literary Magazine, and they're having a free performance of spoken word pieces put on by their Literary Magazine. That's tomorrow at Teatro. That seems like it would be a good show and a good way to see some up-and-coming talent here in town. Santa Fe High School students doing good work.
This one's not until next Saturday, May 16th, but I'm going to throw it out there because you can get your tickets now to the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus's Grand Finale Weekend, which it takes place next weekend. On Saturday at the Lansing, they will be presenting Verdi's Requiem featuring guest conductor James Fedick and with four world-class vocalists, soprano Alexandra Lotzian, mezzo-soprano Margaret Mezzacapa, tenor Joshua Guerrero, and baritone Lester Lynch. Plus more than 150 musicians on the Lenzic stage. Come hear it and see it. Next Saturday at the Lenzic, 7:30 p.m.
Hear and see, take in the
feast. It's a spectacular.
The feast of art for all of your senses, including an auditory but also visual event at Gig. Can't forget about Gig this Thursday. Singer-songwriter Ellis Paul is coming. I have a memo here. His songwriting credentials are unassailable. He's won 15 Boston Music Awards, and he has a tattoo of Woody Guthrie on his arm. He has authentic musical roots. He's from Boston. He's coming to Gig this Thursday, and the show is at 7:30. He's got all the chops. He will entertain you with real authentic American country folk music, singer-songwriting style. That's this Thursday at Gig. It's going to be great.
Here's another Gig event. Tomorrow night, Bruce Dunlap will be performing with, and I've got to get this guy's name right, Brahim Fribgain. He is a Moroccan percussionist, Brahim is, and Bruce Dunlap, of course, is a guitarist, our local Bruce Dunlap. They will be performing together at Gig tomorrow. You can get more information and RSVP on Facebook if you'd like, or you can go to gigsantafe.com. Fribgain, and I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong, and I apologize, has been musically influenced by North African music, Berber music, Arabic music, and Andalusian music. So it's sure to be a pretty multicultural concert.
Sounds really awesome. Moroccan percussion is fascinating to me.
He's played with Peter Gabriel, too, this guy. So.
Oh, that's good.
Among a long list of other artists.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow at Gig?
Yep, tomorrow night at Gig at 7:30.
A cavalcade of impressive credentialed musicians coming through Gig this week. Be sure to check it out. You can see them on the web as well. Back to visual arts. I've got an opening tonight from 5 to 7 at Marigold Arts on Canyon Road. They're having a show of new woodcut prints from Nancy Frost Began, who is a printmaker and watercolorist. The show is called Enchanted Worlds, and the artist will be present two nights from 5 to 7. If you have any questions about her work, it should be an engaging, entertaining night on Canyon Road tonight. If you're looking for a late afternoon, early evening stroll with lots of arts and culture at your fingertips, Canyon Road is always a place to go.
I'll announce a Dharma talk at the Upaya Zen Center. It's next Wednesday. Nope, I can't announce that one because it's past, so we're going to skip that one.
Don't announce things in the past. Let's move on into the future, fearlessly.
If only we could go backwards sometimes, but it's forward.
If only. Let's see, tonight at the O'Keeffe Museum, there's an opening of a series of paintings, watercolors, pastels, and drawings will be on display through September 13th, and looks pretty good. Meyer Gallery on Canyon Road is having a show of Russian perspectives by Andrei, Kioretsky. A reception tonight from 5 to 7. 5 to 7 tonight on Canyon Road should be a good place to be.
Monday night at the Jean Cocteau, there is a music special. Monday at 7 p.m., they'll be presenting Max Hat, Etta Glass, and Matthew Andre. Hat and Glass are a guitar-vocal duo, and Matthew Andre is originally from Santa Fe. He's a singer-songwriter who got national acclaim when his song The Next Country Over was sung by 8 million kids and televised as part of the Winter Olympic Games. They'll be performing in a Jean Cocteau concert Monday night. Doors open at 6:30.
I didn't know they did concerts.
They do everything, apparently.
They do everything, and they're right there downtown. Don't forget about the Jean Cocteau.
They've got the Jules Works Follies, which is that local... sounds like something Max could participate in. It's kind of comedy and improv stuff. And not all improv, but also pre-rehearsed plays and poetry, all kinds of varied art, performance art, Tuesday at the Jean Cocteau.
I was just talking to Mr. Jules. No comment on what we discussed about my potential involvement in this show.
Stay tuned.
No comment. Stay tuned. But
okay.
It should be interesting. Jules Works is always entertaining. And let's see if you're into dance.
Here comes our music too.
If you're into dance, imagine the possibilities. The National Dance Institute of New Mexico is performing at the Dance Barns on Alto Street. These are end-of-the-year student performances at 5 and 7 tonight at the Dance Barns on Alto Street.
You can see Mad Max, if you want to, at the Jean Cocteau next week, too, next Thursday.
This is the original Mad Max?
You know what? No, because it has Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron.
The new Mad Max, apparently.
Mad Max,
which I hear is really cool. Don't miss it. Pick up John Crosby and the Santa Fe Opera by Craig Smith. Go see him at Collected Works this Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's all the time we have for today. Diana Delling, thank you for being with us on Speaking of the Arts.
Thanks for having me, Max.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Max Walukas, filling in for Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services and our new webmasters, Studio X. We'll be back with you Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to KSFR.